From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A ceasefire has begun in Syria, with nearly 100 groups committed to observing a cessation of hostilities. The truce, which was negotiated by the United States and Russia, took effect at midnight Damascus time. The Syrian opposition's umbrella group, the High Negotiations Committee, said on Friday that 97 groups have promised to take part in the ceasefire. Less than an hour before the temporary truce went into effect, members of the UN Security Council unanimously endorsed the deal in New York. U.S. UN Ambassador Samantha Power said all parties know that difficult days lie ahead.
This resolution endorses a set of practical, concrete steps, along with terms to which the parties to the conflict must commit to reduce the violence and create space for a long overdue political transition.
At the same meeting, UN Syria envoy Staffan de Mistura announced that he will reconvene intra-Syrian peace talks in Geneva next month.
I intend to reconvene based on consultation with the Secretary General and hopefully with your own approval, the talks, the intra-Syrian talks, on Monday, the 7th of March.
The truce does not apply to Islamic State and the al-Qaeda-linked al-Nusra Front terror groups. Iranians cast their ballots Friday for the first time since the country's nuclear deal with world powers took effect. The vote might provide the first clue as to whether Western proponents of the deal will receive what they had hoped for, a more open and moderate Iran. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Republican U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump has won the endorsement of one of his former rivals, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Trump said the two men had decided to wait until a stop in Texas Friday to make the announcement.
Chris and I met the other day, and he said this whole thing, and he called it the same thing. Donald, I've never seen anything like it. It's a movement. I have never seen anything like it. So we shook hands, and I said, let's keep it as a secret for the people in Texas. Let's do it.
Christie's announcement Friday made him the first major party figure to endorse the billionaire real estate mogul. The endorsement could give Trump a boost ahead of next week's crucial Super Tuesday nominating contests, in which 12 states hold primaries or caucuses. Meanwhile, on the Democratic side, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders face off Saturday in the South Carolina primary. Clinton has won the Iowa and Nevada caucuses, while Sanders took the New Hampshire primary. The International Football Federation has elected Gianni Infantino as its new president at a congress in Zurich. As Henry Ridgewell reports from London, the 45-year-old Infantino has promised to reorganize world football's scandal-tainted governing body.
Gianni Infantino won with a majority in the second round of voting, gaining 115 votes from the representatives of 209 nations. He pledged to rebuild the scandal-hit organization.
I want to work with all of you together, with all of you, in order to restore and rebuild a new era in FIFA, a new era in FIFA where we can put again football in the center of the stage.
Gianni Infantino faces the task of restoring the image of a body that has become a byword for corruption. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
The U.S. economy grew at a faster pace than first thought at the end of last year, although growth was still disappointingly slow. A Friday report from the Commerce Department said that 2015's fourth quarter saw the gross domestic product expand at a 1% annual rate. Experts initially put the GDP growth at 0.7%, and this estimate is a routine revision based on more complete data. A White House economic advisor says that growth faltered late last year because falling oil prices cut investments in that sector and global demand for U.S. exports slowed. And on Wall Street, stock prices ended the day mixed, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500 down, but the Nasdaq higher. European and Asian markets finished higher on Friday. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.